Welcome to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. Mr. White is the CEO of White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. This podcast strives to help break down the current and everyday issues within the dental industry. In each podcast, we discuss a topic on dentistry with respected industry professionals, dentists, and other relevant special guests. Our goal is to help provide you valuable insights for your dental practice. We thank you for listening today. From the dental chair to the beach chair, wherever you are listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Dental Breakdown Show. Now take it away, Christian.
Let's welcome our guest to the podcast today, Mark Shears of Total Networks. Thank you for being a guest on the Dental Breakdown Show today.
Thank you, Christian. I appreciate you having me.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your productive schedule on a Friday to be with us. I know you've got a lot of great information to share, so let's get to it. I am excited, let me tell you. So let's get to our first question. Mark, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in New Prague, Minnesota. So I'm a local kid. After high school, I went to the University of St. Thomas and St. Paul and graduated with a major in computer science and marketing. After that, basically moved to the city of Minnetonka and have been living in Minnetonka, Minnesota ever since. So a little over 20 years. And I'm married. I've got a wife that's been working at Target for 25 years. And I've got a son who's 18 and attends the Minnetonka High School. So I've been working in IT since about 1998. And I've been working with small to mid-sized businesses with all things IT since then.
So now here's another little thing. So your son is what is a really, really good golfer. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, he's the captain on the Minnetonka golf team. He's close to a scratch golfer, much better than his old man. He dusts me every time we play, but we still have fun.
Good, that's wonderful. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing that. So, tell me a little bit about your story. You got involved in this crazy world of IT. You know, of all the things that you could have done, you chose computers. So maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I always had a liking for computers, even back to, not to date me too much, but the old Apple IIe days. That'll date me a lot. But, going to St. Thomas, I obviously majored in computer science, and I always had a liking for it. Obviously, none of the technology that I learned back then is usable now, but it kind of laid the groundwork to what I'm doing now. I started in probably, right around 1998, before Y2K. Mm-hmm. And I really loved working with small to mid-sized businesses in really helping them through the whole world of IT, which can be very confusing. For a lot of small to mid-sized businesses, they just don't have the infrastructure to know how to deal with it. So I really like helping them work their way through that and obviously making things run better for them, eliminate downtime, and also making their network and their life more secure.
So you went right down the road that I was going to go down, actually. With my next question. So Mark Shears of Total Networks, he brings value to his clients, how?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we really work hand in hand with the business. So really what we're trying to do is create a very close-knit connection with the client. So you're going to get a lot of interaction with me, and you're all going to get a lot of interaction with a couple of the network engineers that we would assign to you. You're not going to get a huge help desk system. You're not going to get somebody different every single time you work with them. You're going to be mainly working with a core of three people, which develops that long-term relationship. I mean, I've had some of the same clients for over 20 years. So you get to know them, they get to know you, the technicians get to know the infrastructure, they get to know the users. It just makes for a much more symbiotic relationship because you're not getting somebody different all the time. You are staying consistent with the people you're working with. And I think that's extremely important.
So with your business, Mark, it's not about the server, it's about the person. It's about the people.
Right. Exactly. Yep. It's about the people, and it's being responsive and communicate. Because honestly, in this business, communication and explaining things in a way people can understand doesn't happen very often. And I think we do a great, great job at that.
And I think everybody who's going to be listening to this podcast can say, yes, Mark, I completely understand that, because nobody can ever help me understand what this acronym means or what these three letters mean, or why in the world can't I do this or something? And the frustration level is, you know, it can get pretty insane.
It can get very insane, Christian. You're right.
If you ever walk by the Apple store at the Mall of America, you'll understand exactly why. So this is my next question. So, if I was a dentist, or if I was a smaller healthcare business owner, like you said, why would I want to work with Mark Shears at Total Networks?
Yeah, I think it boils down to the communication, but also being, assess what they have. So assess the practice. Where do they sit? What kind of technology do they have? What are they using? What's their infrastructure? What we do a great job of is taking a look at what they currently have, working with the practice or the organization, and putting a game plan together for them. So, and then there's many times I go, meet with somebody and there's very little or, very basic improvements that we can make. But other times there might be some more drastic things, but what we can do is put a plan together. So depending on what the goals of the practice are, short-term, long-term, we can kind of lay a groundwork together. And then once you lay that groundwork, it's staying with it. So continue to meet with the practice, meet with the owners, whoever, to make sure we're staying on track and that we're getting to the end goal.
So in other words, Mark, you put together a treatment plan for the practice based on what you find. And from those findings, then you can recommend a course of action based on that.
Correct. An IT treatment plan. Yeah.
I like that. That's something that all the healthcare business owners and the dentists especially will understand, that because they do that every day for their patients. Mm-hmm. Here's what I found, and here's the amount of health that you can have, and here is the plan. And if we follow up, then we will get to a point where you will be healthy. And
right, right. Maybe, yep, 100%.
Like that. Tell me about this, Mark. Tell me about, so when you bring on a new patient, a new client, tell us a little bit about that experience. That, if I'm a business owner and I'm going to work with Total Networks for the first time, tell me a little bit what I experience.
Yeah, so, obviously the first step is interaction. I'll meet with, the new client, potential new client, and sit down and kind of get a list of, maybe some of the pain points, some of the issues that they've been having, going back to, what are the goals? What are the, maybe short-term, long-term goals of the practice? So you're going to get that interaction with me, and, I can obviously provide more information on the company, myself, how we can help. Then generally the next step is, I'd bring in a network engineer to do a deep dive into that. And we don't charge for that. So it's really just a deep dive into the network so we can get a better understanding of, what you have going on your network. And we're huge on documentation because I've, being in this business for 25 years, we see quite often where, whether it's the business owner, general manager, whoever it might be, does, which I call keys to the castle. They don't have all the documentation, all the passwords. Uh-huh. So, you'll get knee deep into something and, you may need a password for XYZ. Well, nobody has password for XYZ. And unfortunately, when it comes to passwords, there's no workaround. If you don't have the password, you're in trouble. right? So we're huge on documentation. Make sure all the critical passwords are documented, that they're all functioning properly, because that's obviously the core. You know, once you have the core, then you can kind of go from there and make some of those more long-term, well, short-term and long-term recommendations.
So, Mark, I would say that you do a lot of hand-holding.
Yes, it's really the interaction and staying in touch with the client. It's not, a lot of our competition is more worried about the contract. I got the contract, you know, we don't care about you much after that. You know, it's back to the relationship and making sure that the communication is there, that, you know, whether the client has a particular problem or we're making a recommendation, we want to make sure that they understand what it is and why it's going to benefit them. I always tell people, I hate gotchas. I don't want gotchas. So I don't want you to think we're going to do this and then we do that. And they're like, well, what was that? You know, I don't want that. So, you know, we try and be as straightforward and forthcoming and everybody's on the same playing field and everybody understands what the goals are.
In a dental practice, you hit on something that's really key, actually, Mark. In a dental practice, you know, the dentist has to have a relationship with the patient. And if the relationship isn't there, it's very difficult to have the patient move ahead with treatment that, you know, the dentist knows is going to make them healthy, but the patient is kind of like, well, how is this going to impact my life? Mm-hmm. What is the why behind that? And you hit on that too. So if I understand the why Mark Shear said, I need this, or why we need to do that, then, you know, it helps the relationship just become that much more important and it solidifies everything.
Mm-hmm. 100% correct. Yep. So
I think you're right on that. And on top of that, you don't get that very much from an IT company. you just don't. It's like, okay, you're set up. See you. Goodbye. Thanks. Yeah. See you. Love you. Bye.
Yeah.
I
see too many companies, they try and use big lingo and almost dupe people into, for me, I'm not mechanically orientated. So if I go to somebody work on my car and they're like, you need this widget replaced. Well, I do. What does that do? You know, so it's kind of like the IT world where people use big lingo and they're like, oh, I need that. Oh, okay.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
This is Mark Shears, VP of Total Networks, where securing your data is our number one priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of our clients and our community for over 25 years. If you're looking for an IT company that's cybersecurity focused and actually listens to you and your needs come first, then please contact us.
Mark, here's I think a really important subject that most people out there are aware of, but they feel that, you know, this is never going to happen to me. And that's, you know, they own a business and their information gets hacked, or they have a situation with ransomware. Now, the other part to this question is some people may not even know what ransomware is. So why don't we start with that? And then I think it'd be great if you could walk us through, you know, how do I protect my business?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the most common form of ransomware gets in via email, because obviously hackers can send millions and millions of emails out. And if they get a nibble on 5 or 6, it can be obviously very lucrative. Generally, how the most dangerous type of malware is data encryption. The first variant of that, not to get too far into detail, but was the first time I encountered it was in 2014, something called CryptoLocker. There's been oodles and oodles of variants of that since then. But essentially what happens is the user will click on a link or open an executable which then in turn encrypts all the data that that user has access to. So meaning their personal information, any files or folders on the network that they also have access to. So many times it's encrypting almost all the data on the network. And obviously the danger of that, there is no way to encrypt it once it has been encrypted. You really have two forms of ways you can go after that happens. One is to have a backup, and the backup has to be segmented from the rest of the network so it doesn't get encrypted.
Okay.
Or you're forced to pay the hackers the ransom. You really have two options. So the encryption is probably the most costly and the most disruptive. There's obviously other forms of hacking. We're seeing a lot of breaches coming via Microsoft 365 or Google. If you do not have like two-factor authentication set up on your account, where they're getting into email, that's not as dangerous for the company. Obviously you don't want people in your email, but it's not as stressful and as costly as a data encryption breach.
So Mark, when you talk about two-factor authentication, you know, what is that exactly? How does that work?
Yeah, so two-factor authentication is really a way that it has to authenticate on another device. Typically, in most cases, it's the user's cell phone. So we'll use Microsoft, for instance. Microsoft has its own two-factor authentication application. So what happens is, you know, you enter your credentials, your username and password, and in order to log in, it'll send a code to your phone that you just hit. For example, it'll say the code will be 244872, and the code will be 72. You just confirm 72, it then it logs you in. What that prevents is if someone were just to get your credentials, just your username and password, a hacker, without two-factor authentication, they can get in and do whatever they want. But since the two-factor goes to your personal device, you have to approve that access. If you have two-factor set up, the statistic is it can avoid roughly 98% of breaches if you have two-factor authentication set up. So I tell all my clients, anybody I talk to, set up two-factor authentication for everything. Another common form of two-factor authentication that most people are very aware of is text-based. It's not as secure as an application, but many people use it for banks or payroll or, you know, anything along those lines where it'll send a text to your device with a code that you have to manually enter. But again, what that does is it, you know, keeps someone from getting in with just a username and password.
Got it. So it's a way of putting another barrier up between somebody who's trying to get into your network or into your practices, mm-hmm. you know, computer system. So it makes it at least a little more difficult for them just to do whatever they want.
Yeah, much more difficult. And the Microsoft app is free. There are applications if you are a large organization that's doing remote access, if you're remoting into your network to access data. But those applications, the ones that are paid, usually cost a couple bucks a month per device. It's so inexpensive. It's a no-brainer. Generally, why companies don't do it is they think it will slow them down. And honestly, it's a two-second thing once you do it. And it's such a huge benefit to have.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like, seeing it more and more. Personally, it's kind of a pain in the butt because you got to do this, you got to do that in order to get in to do something. But you know, when you hear about some of the stories that are going on and what happens to some of these companies, I mean, it's like all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, this isn't such a burden anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It's, you know, once you get used to it, it's really just it's second nature. But it's critical.
So let me go back to the ransomware piece. So if if you actually, you know, if you actually you do get ransomware and somebody in your organization or your dental practice clicks on something and your data gets encrypted, you know, the people who did that, you know, is that, are the, can you negotiate with them? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so if you don't have a good backup in place that's segmented, that you can go back to, you know, and I never promote giving in to the hackers, but if your business is jeopardized and you have no recourse, no other option, and you're afraid that it could close the doors, then you really have no choice. So it is quite common for the hacking group to offer or to negotiate a high number. But you can negotiate with them. So for instance, they come in and say, well, it's going to cost you $150,000 to get your data back. Most of the time you can negotiate with them and get that number down substantially because the hackers want something. And if you tell them, hey, I'm just going to walk, if it can't be this number, they're more than happy to get something rather than nothing.
So that leads me to my next piece here. Okay. There, Mark, you know, on the marketplace right now, out in the marketplace, there's gotta be, is it a crypto insurance policy that, you know, a dental practice, a healthcare practice can purchase, which would, you know, alleviate some of the pain if this was to happen to them. So that just seems like a no brainer.
Yeah. I do recommend any business to get a cybersecurity policy. You know, insurance companies for many years were losing huge amounts of money in cyber policies simply because they weren't requiring businesses to harden their security. They were just giving the policies out. But now the insurance companies are hardening their requirements. So, which is a good thing, in my opinion, because there's what they're doing is they're forcing some best practices on a company to help and increase their security just in order to get the policy. But the policy can save your butt if it does indeed happen.
Well, I can say this, that, you know, I've had clients with have been ransomware and they did have an insurance policy and the insurance policy covered any losses. But the other big thing was it allowed them to hire a third party to negotiate with the hackers. And the people who were negotiating with the hackers all were from a, all from Eastern Europe somewhere. They all had vowels in their last name. All right. And, you know, they, it was very interesting, but they were able to negotiate with the hackers and they, you know, went down from a very large number down to at least something that was a lot more manageable.
Right. Much more manageable.
But if they didn't have that policy, I mean, they would have been in real trouble.
Yep. Exactly.
So you are right on the money with that insurance policy piece. That's important. So everybody and anyone who's watching this, you need a cyber insurance policy. So please go get one. If you don't know where to get one, just call me. I'll tell you where to go. Yep. All right.
The Dental Breakdown Show, sponsored by White & Associates Practice Consulting. Better business, better dentistry. They are a practice management and consulting firm for dentists and other healthcare-related businesses. Their sole purpose is to implement proven strategies through online and practice visits that result in the personal and professional success of the dentist and his or her team.
This is Mark Shears, VP at Total Networks, where securing your data is our number one priority. We've been making an impact on the lives of our clients and our community for over 25 years. If you're looking for an IT company that's cybersecurity focused and actually listens to you and your needs come first, then please contact us.
Yep. So Mark, this is the last piece I want to kind of chat with you about. All right. So here's Mark Shears. All right. You get a call from a healthcare practice, from a dentist, and says, Mark, I need to safeguard my network. I need to safeguard my dental practice so this does not happen to me. Mm-hmm. Walk us through how you would do that.
Well, yeah, to me, there's kind of a foundation of things that you need to have in place. Many things that are relatively basic, but we see many, whether it's a dental practice or a small business in general, don't have these things in place. Obviously, we talked about the two-factor piece already, so we probably don't need to go into that again. But really, the basic foundation of any secure network is what is called patch management. So if you don't have a patch management policy in place, meaning what is patch management? It's making sure that all your applications and your operating system, Microsoft Office, Adobe, Java, all those applications are being updated on a consistent basis. I see quite often that there is no patch management policy. These patches are generally released many times weekly, and they're all generally security related patching because there's so many loopholes in software. So the patch management's the critical piece. Another piece is don't run unsupported operating systems. I still see it to this day. Windows 7 hasn't been supported in quite a long time, and I still run across organizations running Windows 7. It is a security flaw. Basic, they just don't want to pay for a new PC, spend $1,000, but you hackers can get in via that way. And as you know, Christian, can cost way more than $1,000 if something does happen.
Amen.
You know, a couple other things, password managers are extremely important because a lot of times, I mean, users will use the same password, non-complex passwords. Password managers are very inexpensive. You have one main, very secure password, and then it generates passwords for all the websites that you go to. Mm-hmm. It's just a no-brainer. Probably the last one I always ask people is, Your backups have to be functioning correctly. Meaning, is anybody monitoring your backups? Do they know that your backups are functioning? Are you having anybody verify that that you can pull certain files? We test our clients' backups all the time, at least quarterly. Say, okay, let's pull these certain files. We'll pull them out here. Everything's working. Quite honestly, we see too many businesses say, well, my backup's in the cloud. Okay, where? We don't know. Is it working? I'm not sure. So it can be very frustrating. And a lot of times when you don't have an IT person that understands how the interaction between the network and the backup are tied, that's when you get into trouble where if you do get ransomware, the ransomware affects your network and it also gets your backup. So you're stuck.
Yeah.
Having that backup has to be segmented to keep. So if you do get a ransomware, you do get encrypted. You can pull from the previous day, bit of a hassle, but it won't cost you $50,000 and you can get up and running in no time. Mm-hmm.
So I think here's an important piece. I think the last piece, the backup is very important because in most offices, I don't care if it's a dental practice or if it's a larger business, most people, when you ask them about their backup, have no idea if it's working or not. Well, someone's watching. How do you know somebody's watching it? And yep. I always ask the dentist and the office manager, do you know how to access the backup? And can you access yesterday's data? Show me, can you do that? And yep. I don't ask it to be a jerk. I just ask it to make sure that it's functioning. Mm-hmm. And well, somebody else handles that. Well, that's not the best answer.
Right.
Maybe somebody does and maybe it is working. So, I mean, hallelujah. But if it's not, then, mm-hmm. I mean, I've had clients who've come in one day and they turn on their computers and there's nothing, Mark. Mm-hmm. And the computers are all, something failed and what they thought was being backed up wasn't. They have no idea what their schedule is. And they're just like, well, let's see what patients come in today, because we have, to recreate, they spent a year recreating their entire schedule.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I'm trying to, you know, gently just kind of ram home. It's like, look, you got to know this stuff. I mean, right. be able to have access to it somewhere. And if they don't, heaven's sakes, call Mark, because he can, right. he can set you up and take care of it for you. Mm-hmm. But I think the other part is not only the backup, well, okay, it's being backed up, but is it segmented, like you said?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the segmentation piece, there's got to be a way to stop them from getting into the backup, so they hit a wall, just like you said, so they can't mm-hmm. get into the backup. So even if ransomware does happen, you can go back in and just load yesterday's data and be up and running again without too much of an interruption.
Correct. Yep. Yep. That's the idea. Exactly. Okay.
Most people don't know that. Most business owners don't know that. They don't. And mm-hmm. I understand that, because it's not their business to know it. They're in the business of, you know, doing whatever it is that they do. But I think as we continue to move forward here in time, these types of things are going to become 1,000 times more important, just because it's becoming more and more prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. In fact, we see many IT people that don't understand that. They've just been doing the same thing for 20 years and it worked for 20 years, but they're not adjusting with the times and how these cyber attacks happen.
No.
You have to learn and make sure those fail safes are in place.
So a lot of these points that you just talked about, Mark, when you do your assessment of like a dental practices network, some of this stuff would probably pop up on that thing, correct?
Yep, 100%. Yep.
Okay, that makes total sense. Great. Well, Mark, this has been really great information. I learned a lot today. I know our listeners who are going to watch this, they're going to learn a lot too. So good. Thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Christian. I really appreciate you letting me on.
Great. So our listeners, if they want to learn more about Mark Shears, if they want to learn more about Total Networks, you know, where can they go to get more information?
Yep. You can always give me a call on my direct dial, which is 952-400-6551. My email address is Mark, M-A-R-K-S, at Total Networks. That is with an X and not a K, .com.
Thank you for listening to the Dental Breakdown Show with Christian White. If you would like more information about today's topic, have a topic suggestion, or would like to be a guest, please check out the description below. Or for more videos, podcasts, and information, please visit whitedentalconsulting.com/podcast. If you liked the podcast today, please press that like button, subscribe to our channel, and hit that notification icon to become a part of the growing Dental Breakdown Show community.